to Daf Kuf. So we got to the bottom of Tzadi Testament Beis. We learned the Mishnah yesterday about the Derech HaRabim and Derech HaYachid. So the idea was, if the guy had a highway passing through his property, he wanted to move it out of the way because he wanted to grow corn of some sort. So the Mishnah had said, Masha Nasa Nasan Vishlo Lahogiyah, that whatever he gave over is all theirs, and whatever he tried to take away wasn't taken away. Now he's got two highways passing through his farm. So the Gemara asks, Amai, Shlo Lahogiyah, why do we say that which he tried to take away wasn't good? Why wasn't it effective? Linkot Pazra Velesef, why doesn't he just take some sticks, guns, and whatever other weapons, and stand at the highway and not get hit anybody who comes through his way? So the Gemara says, Shmas Mina.
What's the question?
Why doesn't he linkot Pazra, some type of stick, stand on his property and hit anybody who comes into his property and just stand there, hit them, whacking them?
But the Gemara is giving a lacha, meaning anybody can do that even before if I want.
Granted, so if people are walking however they please to his backyard, so he'll in turn do whatever he pleases also and hit the people not to come on the property. So the Gemara gives the answer, he's not allowed to do that. In essence, what you're saying, because Shmas Mina, the lo avid inish dina denafshay, afilu makum say, a person cannot take matters into his own hands, even if he's at a loss. Even though his property is going to be damaged, the halacha is halacha, and you can't just take matters into your own hands. That's what the din is. So the Gemara says, Amar Zvid, Mishmei Dirava, Gzeira Shem Yitin Lehen Derech Aklasa. Not true. Really, Rav Zvid holds that he, in theory, a person, b'makum say, the person can take matters into his own hands. The problem is there's going to be an extra damage if you give the Rabbim now a longer path, they're going to take longer to get to the destination. That's why it would be Aser. Rashbam says, six lines from the bottom here, Gzeira Shem Yitin, Kolomar. Liolam avidin is dina dinafshe. A person can take matters into his own hands. Aval hacha min hadin anu omrim dishalol lahogia. But here we say what he tried to accomplish isn't ineffective, because shekach tiknu chachamim. This was a takana of the chachamim to lo lehave didei afilu heicha denasan lehem derech yasher kishalahem. Even though he gave them a nice other street to take, another pathway, it doesn't work because the zimnin ada asir lemeisa lo derech aklasan. Sometimes he'll give them a backwards route. Fame lo yitnu el libam, and they're not going to pay attention to it, and it's going to be a takana, rather a kilkul for the Rabbim. So that's why it's a special case by the Rabbim. But in general, you can't make any conclusions. In general, we can perhaps paskin ovid inish dina denafshe b'makom de'ika hefse.
So this is because he might give him a bad way, he's not even allowed to give him a good way.
Exactly. Amar Rav Zvid, Rav Zvid says, Mishmei Derava, Gzeira Shema Yitain Lam Derech Aklasa. We just read that one, Rav Misharsha, Mishmei Derava Amar, Bino Sein Lam Derech Aklasa. No, it's actually where he did give them him bad way, but had he given them a good way, a straight way, then Eichan Einachanami, we would say, Shelo Higia. He would have gotten his way and could have put them onto another path as long as it was a Derech Yashar.
I suppose the Rabbim are bad negotiators.
Bad negotiators? Well, there's a couple of things. The Rashbam has such a line like this that who's going to represent them? That's one. There's no representative. Everyone's going to say, who am I? You deal with it.
They entered the field.
Right. So that's one. They just no one to really represent the Rabbim, which might indicate if they have a good representative, a good congressman, so maybe it would be effective. Or also could be just as a general gzeira that you never really know. No one could, even though they can have a representative, you never really know what's going to be a kilkel takana for Rabbim. And in which case, we just don't want to deal with it at all, according to Rav Zvid. But again, Rav Misharsha says, no, if the guy gives a fair path, Derech Yashar, Ein Achanami, he can then give them a new path and take over his the other path. And then the top of Daf Kuf, the Gemara says that Rav Ashi Amar Kol Min Atzad Derech HaKlasam. He Krov Lezeh Lehu Rechok Lezeh. He says, no, every path you give is always going to be closer to one place and further than another place. It's always going to be derech haklasan to someone. You know, a street here is going to benefit me, but it's going to be bad for that guy. So it's never going to be derech yasha, it just can't exist. So Rashbam points out that Rav Ashi agrees to Rav Zvid in that there's no nafka mina. You can never give a derech haklasan. They're just arguing on what the reason why you can never change the path. As opposed to the middle sheet of Misharshin, the name of Rava, says if you do give them a derech yashar, then it would be good, but if you give them a derech hakolasan, it wouldn't be good. So there are three opinions, and one and three are really in agreement, halach l'maisa, just the different reasons why. So Gemara now says, v'leima lehu shakla didchu v'havu lididi. So, okay, now that we know that the owner cannot give them a new derech, he can't take away their old derech, I should say. So at least give him back the initial derech, the second derech he tried giving them. Right, they had path A, which existed. He said, I want to shut down path A, I want to give you path B. And we say, path A can't be shut down, and you know what? Path B is also theirs. So at least let them get path B back, because they never started using path B. So if he's not getting path A back, let path B go back to be his regular farm. Why is he losing the second path he just created? So again, let him say to the rabbim, shaklu ditchu, take your original path, and havali didi, give me back at least my second path I just paved for you. So Gemara says, Hamani, who is the author of this? It must be Rabbi Eliezer. He, Desanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishum Rabbi Eliezer. Rabim Sheberu Derech Liatzman, Ma Sheberu Baru. There's a cloud that whenever they just decide, they make a decision, we want to go this way, nothing could get in their way, even though they've never used it. That simple, that Brera, that decision, is final. So that's Rabbi Eliezer. Once they make such a decision, it's going to be theirs. And Rashbam just says, Mashaberu, it's around 10 narrow lines down, Mashaberu, Afa Pi Shelo Nalu Rishus Mi Bal HaSada. Even though they didn't ask permission, they just said, you know what? This is our new path. This is the straightest way to the new shul. This is how we're walking through, and that's the din of Rabbi Eliezer. So our Mishnah holds, like Rabbi Eliezer, that Mashaberu, Derech Latzman, it's going to be considered a good Brera. So that's why he loses his second path he just created for them. So Gemara says, now the Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbim Gazlanim Ninu. They Gazlanim, they could just say, okay, we're going to take that yard. And that's stealing, isn't that Gzela? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Gidal, Amar Rav, Kigon She'avdu Lahen Derech Ebosa Sadin. No, they always had a path in this guy's backyard. And the winter season, they weren't getting out much, and then the grass and grain started to grow, and it was overgrown. Now, they don't know exactly where they were, where the original path was. They couldn't find it. So then they could decide, okay, our path's going to be that way. So it wasn't that they just chose a random guy. There was always a path there. They just lost this. So there's an interesting Rashbam here. Look at the Rashbam, Dibra Maschil Kishav Delehen Derech Be'osasadeh. They lost that path that they once had in this particular field. Dimikom Malkom Orcha Islehu Gavi. They always had a path. Orcha is a derech. The power of the rabbim is greater than the power of the individual. Shayachid Shavdulo Derech Besad Chaver, a guy had his own private pathway through my backyard. Lo Yivro Miatzmo, if he loses the path and everything gets overgrown and he can't find that initial dirt path, he can't just go, okay, pick any path he wants. Oh, Bebezdin, oh, Brishus Shalbal Hasadeh. You either have to take it to court for them to find the path. You have a path somewhere, but you can't decide where that path is. See, the Bezdin makes a decision where your path is going to be, or the owner of the Sada says, okay, you could this is your new path. Aval, when it comes to the Rabbim ki Bezdin Damu, they have the power of Bezdin to decide on their own. Fine, so that's the din. The Rabbim had the din of a Bezdin. They don't have to go to Bezdin. They themselves make their own decision. So this Rashbam is interesting because now it goes on a list of other places we have where non-Bezdin entities have the din of a Bezdin. What are examples? The thing that comes to mind we just had before of the Inish Dinni Dinafshe. A person takes matters into his own hands. He doesn't go to Bezdin. He just says, okay, this is the din, I'm following with the din. So there's a Rashi in Baba Kam in the first parak that says when a person's of the Inish Dinni Dinafshe, he's called a Shliach Bezdin. Ah, Bezdin never appointed him. So it's an example where sometimes the Torah has given the koach to individuals, in this case to the Rabbim, to serve as a Bezdin, even though they're not really Bezdin. Another example is Rashi in Sanhedrin, when talks about the halacha of Kanim Pogimbo. Kanim Pogimbo, you see a person's bol aramis, so you could kill them during the Shas Maisa. But the Gemara says, if you consult with Bezdin, then the Bezdin says you can't do it. Parish, separate, you can't do it. So Rashi says there, when a person's Mekayim, the din of Kanim Pogimbo, he's like a din of a Shliach Bezdin. Bezdin doesn't appoint him, Bezdin's not allowed to appoint him. We have certain examples where a person or a group can serve as an extension of Bezdin, even though they are not officially appointed by Bezdin. So this, just now learning this, is another example of this extension of Bezdin. Baba Machteres also? Could be as well. I don't remember there being a Rashi saying such a din, but that's another example where it can have a din of killing, taking matters into your own hand as a Mises Bezdin. You know, no, I'm not sure Rashi and Mises Bezdin there, but yeah, it can be another example, yeah. Okay, the Gemara now says, Ihach, if that's the case, so if it's really the case where you lost the property and you lost the path, and that's why the Rabbim could say, we had a path in this field a few years ago, we want to reclaim that path. So Ihach, if that's the case, Amai Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Ein Halacha K'Rabbi Eliezer. Why does he say the Halacha is like not like Rabbi Eliezer? Where's that Rashbam? I see Rashbam says, Amai Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Ein Halacha K'Rabbi Eliezer, V'halo Dinimo. Doesn't it make a lot of sense? Don't we pass in this way? That the afilu hachachamim hacholken al admon v'omrim yikach lo derecho yifrach bavir. A guy sells a field, and now I've got a field inside your field. There's no way for me to access your field. So either I need to buy a derech, I need to buy a path to access my field, or I need to fly over the your field to get to my field. Ha'okimna b'chad d'as mikoch arba. Another sugya. Aval b'os esada. If there was that same field where I always went through to get to my inner field, divrei hakol, everybody agrees that chayiv b'al hasada litein lo derech likanes b'al hasadeh. Everybody agrees that you, as the owner of the field, has to find me a path to get to my field. V'gabei rabim dinhu shimberu latzman yafa asu. And if the rabim decide where the path is going to be, they have the right to do this. So to kashu l'rab damar ein halacha ad rav adok mekishavda. So why then does Rav say we don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer? If it really makes sense, we should paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. So the Gemara says, man demasli halamachin ha. These are two separate statements. There's one statement that Rabbi Eliezer says, Koma Shiberu Rabin Beru, it's a good birur, that's a good decision. And there's another one who taught that we don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. They're not supposed to be lined up with each other. They're two exclusive statements. Look at the Rashbam says. Rashbam says around the seven narrow lines up, Man de Masneha la Masneha. Rav Gidel de Masneha Mishrei de Rav, Rav Gidel who taught, Kigon Sha'avda, that our Mishnah is a case where they lost the derech and then they're able to reclaim it. Lo Masneha damarabba barav huna amarav ain halacha. They don't hold like the other statement of Rav that we don't passing like Rabbi Eliezer. So these are two separate statements. If you assume that like Rabbi Eliezer, so Masha Beiru, so you have to assume it's a case of Kishon Avdullah and Derech Ba'osa Sada, where you lost the path, and then Bezin has a right, rather the Rabbim had the right to choose where the path is. It only works if they're consistent, if they taught both these halachas. But if you have them taught differently, then it wouldn't line up properly. The Gemara now wants to know, V'taima mai, what's the reason? What's the reason why one would paskin not like Rabbi Eliezer? Rashbam says, Ularaba barav huna masni taima mai. The Mishnah, what's the reason of the Mishnah? Because he came into Amar, since he holds ain halacha, so since he holds we don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, that Masha Beiru, so lo sfirle lo okmi stama season k Rabbi Eliezer. So in the case of the Mishnah, how is he going to understand the Mishnah? How come when I, as the owner, I wanted to shut down the first path, but it didn't work, I opened up the second path for you. And so he said, so let me take my second path. If you're still going on the first path, so let me take it back. And the Mishnah says, no, you wash in us and us, and whatever you gave, you gave. So what gave you the right? If you hold like Rabbi Eliezer, so we have a klal, Masha Beiru, Rabbim, they get it. But if you reject Rabbi Eliezer, so what's the reason why I can't take my second path back? So the Gemara answers, it must be a case, time am I, Bishim di Rav Yehuda, Damar Rav Yehuda, Meitzah, Shehichsiku Barabim, Asa L'Kalkalo. Once the Rabbim were machzik on a certain path, so then you can't destroy it. How are they machzik? So Rashbam says, you look at the first medium wide in Rashbam, Shishvua, they had leveled it, V'teknu, Lehilchan, they paved it, they fixed it, they made it, even though they weren't walking in it just yet. Va'bailam yadu, they were very aware of what was going on in my property. And v'shasku, they were quiet about it, the Baal. Therefore, asa l'kalklo, devade l'rabim machal. So what happened was, I wanted to shut down path A, and I started, said, you take path B. They started to level it, knock down the trees, and started to pave it. And I didn't say anything. And I find out the halacha, that path A, I can't take away from them, because it's been the rabbims for many years. And path B, I can't take either, because now it's hichzik rabbim. They've already started to make some type of a chazaka on this. And therefore, that's why he loses both. But if the rabbin were not hichzik on it, ein hachanami, I would be able to take back that path B, which I had initially designated for them, but since they were not hichzik on it, I would be permitted to take it back.
So the Mishnah is talking where they actually did some kind of a kingdom.
Exactly, according to the second mandama, right. Right. So Gemara now says, Rabbi Eliezer, rabbin b'may kanila. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, who holds his din of Rabbim Sheberu, Derech Latzman, Ma Sheberu Beru, that you can just like pick, you know, whatever property that they want in a Sada that they lost their path in. So he wants to know, B'mai Kanile, what kinin? What was the type of, we have a few types of kinan. We have Meshicha, we have Chazaka, we have Mesira. What kinin do they make on this karka? And the Rashba Tosas writes here, in the small Tosas, Dibur Maschil Rabbi Eliezer, that Rabbim B'mai Kanilu, De Beru Lehen Derech Mashra below Shum Tikun, Bibre of Alma, they just made a decision. But where is the Tikun? Where is the fix on the property? So Gemara answers, Kani Lahu Bihilucha, by walking on the path. The Tanya, Halach Bala Arka L'Rachba, Kana Makam Hilucha, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Person walks the length and the width of a property, walk around the borders, that's considered a kinyan according to Rabbi Eliezer. And the Chachamim Omer Me'ein Hilucha Ma'ol Klum Ad Yachsek, not true. Walking on a property, just looking at it, it's not considered a kinyan. You need to do a chazaka, you need to change the locks, build a fence, something, a tikkun in the karka, but hiluch itself is not enough. So what's the machlokas? So Amar Rabbi Elazar, my time of the Rabbi Eliezer, why did Rabbi Eliezer think hiluch does work? The chsiv that says in the pasuk by Avram, kum hisalech ba'aret la'arka ularachba kilecha nena. Hashem says to Avram, I want you to walk the length, the width of Eretz Israel in order to create a kinyan. So that hiluch was a kinyan by Avram, so too was a kinyan for the Rabbim as well. It works, hiluch is a kinyan. We'll see in a second exactly the nature of such a kinyan, but that's a pasuk pshat of the Gemara, that there's a hiluch is a kinyan. Rabbanan hasam mishum chavivus to Avram who dekamerlei. No, because it was just he had a chavivus, the love of Eretz Israel. He walked up and down the land. Hachik kedei who dekamerlei. Hachik kedei shehi noach lichbosh lifnei banav. In order to make it easier for his children to conquer. How would it be easier to conquer? So look at a couple of Rashi's here, Rashbam's here rather. Rashbam says kedei first Y line kedei shehi noach. So at least we had a great-great-grandfather who walked in the property. We weren't just showing up here. We weren't not stealing a property. We had shaykhs to this. So to have some level of affiliation with the property is why he did this. It wasn't really a kinyan or just to show you Noach. And v'lo yeh rushus l'satin l'katreg v'lo pischam pe l'bal midas hadin. So no one would have any claim that you have no shaykhs, you've never been here before. No, Avram Avinu walked this land, that land, same land we're going for, it's ours. There was no real kinyan, it was just Kadesh Shei Noach for the Banav to conquer.
Yomatz Matara.
Yeah, I was going to say that. So there's a lot, I'm sure all the Daf Yomi Shirim are saying this. Right, I shouldn't say all, depending which shuls they're giving it in. So the few interesting things that come out of this. Number one is, what exactly is the nature of the kinyan hiluch? What type of kinyan is that? So Parshas Drachim, he writes that a kinyan chazaka. It's Betoras chazaka. It's somehow a tikkun of the property. By walking the land, is like fixing it. That's called a kinyan chazaka. And he brings a proof because Avram has a din of a ben Yisrael versus a ben Noach. He's a din of Yisrael. And the Rambam holds that the guy is not able to do a kinyan chazaka. Kinyan chazaka doesn't work for a guy. Since Avram had a din of a Yisrael, so therefore the kinyan hiluch was a kinyan chazak. That's what the Parshas Drachim is mechadish.
You need to have das, though, no?
Yeah, das, yeah.
While you're walking, that this is
Yeah, for sure. You can't just walk in properly. It's the das, for sure. Now, Rav Yeager asks on Parshas Drachim, he says, the whole discussion whether Avram had a din of Yisrael versus a din of Ben Noach only was true after he received the Bris Milah, such a shah that came into play. This pasuk kum hasalech ba'aretz was before he received bris milah. According to all mandamrim, he would have a din of a ben noach. If it's a din of a ben noach can't have a chazaka. So hiluch, kinyan hiluch, cannot be through the vehicle of kinyan chazaka. That's the kashi he asks. He doesn't give an answer for it, but that's what he says. Now, according to the chachamim who hold that Avram did not have a kinyan hiluch, the hiluch was not a kinyan, it was simply l'chaviv ha'aretz. So in what way was Avram kohen of the land if it wasn't through walking on the property? So the Ritva here on the spot says he was kohen it through the dibur. A Kadosh Baruch Hu said, this is yours? So that dibur, right, when you say something's hektesh, it's as if you're giving over to hektesh. So a Kadosh Baruch Hu's dibur, that was enough to hand it over as a kinyan to Avram Avinu. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh writes on Parshas Lechacha, rather, that the kinyan was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu uprooted the entire land of Eretz Israel. He was tolesh it, now it became a taltalin, and he folded it and showed everything to Avram Avinu, and through that was the kinyan. What greater kinyan is there than to uproot the land, showing the ownership, the bialis? That's how it was acquired by Avram Avinu. Okay. Fine. The Gemara now says, and about a lot of these Sifrei Chassidim talk about this in and also, that Avram walked the land, there wasn't a kinyan through Gashmius, there's a kinyan beruchnius, a kinyan bekedusha. A lot of the Svarim write this. Okay, the Gemara now says halfway down the page here. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Modim Chachamim l'Rabbi Eliezer b'Shvil shel Krumim, Shvil, a path of Krumim through the vineyards, Hol v'Nase l'Hiluch nikne b'Hiluch. Even though in general Chachamim hold that Kinyan Hiluch doesn't work at all, when it comes to walking through the Kerem Krumim, it actually would work. Why? Because that's the whole purpose of the Krumim. Rashbam explains here, two wide lines down, Nikna Behilach, Derech Hanas HaMaisa Koninoso. However a property is meant to be used, so that's the way it's acquired. And since apparently people like walking through the grapevines and enjoying the pleasure walking through, a nice little walk outside, so that's the way even the Chacham would agree, you're Kone property of Krumin. So the Gemara says, Ki Asi Lakami de Rav Yitzchak Bar Ami, they came to Rav Yitzchak, and Amar Lahu says to them, Havilei Ki Echa de Dari Tuna de Shbisa. I want to have a path. I want to acquire a path through the Kerem in order to be able to walk through the pathways. And there's enough, wide enough space for me to carry a pile of zmoros on vines of grape over my shoulders. I need to be very, very wide. That's what he required. So he's able to get that. He's able to get such a path that's wide enough to hold the package. But v'lo amrin, this is only true, elo demesayimim mechitasa. It's only true, the Rashbam says, if there are walls on the side that would really make it too narrow for me to fit through, it would be breaking my zmoros. Aval, but if it's a case that lo mesayimim mechitasa, where there aren't any walls on the side, so then kiecha deshaka kara manach kara. All you have to build for me is a path that I can put one foot in front of the other foot. It'll be very narrow for me. But since there are no walls, there might be some bushes and trees that are going to bend as I walk through. I'm able to walk through with my load. That would be sufficient. It's only if there are walls that's going to break my packages. But again, if there are no walls, they can make it very narrow because, again, the flimsiness of the trees and the bushes will allow for me to make my way through this path. Now that's according to the Rashbam, where the walls are flimsy. That's permitted. They're bushes and trees. But according to Tosas argues on the Rashbam, and he looks at the last Tosas here. He says, "V'lo amrin ela'i lo mesayma mechitasa v'amesayma v'chule lo sheyu mechitas n'gavos." Not that they're going to be tall bushes and trees alongside me, says the Tosas against Rashbam. Tim Kain heichadaretuna. Even if there are bushes that are a bit flimsy, it still doesn't make it easy for me to walk through the property here. I'm going to be knocking against the trees and the bushes. It's not going to be pleasant. Ella Tosas argues in Rashbam and says, Mechitos nemuchos tefach o tefachayim lehechel leheker hashvir. It's talking about a very low wall where it's lining out where the path is, but there's enough room over the walls for me to carry my package. So the walkway is narrow here. I'm walking between the walls, 1 foot in front of the next. But above, the wall only goes this high, so there's plenty of room for me to have my bundle hanging over both sides, as opposed to Rashbam says, no, the trees are going, the path is lined with bushes. But since the bushes are going to bend over a little bit as I walk through my packages, that would be sufficient, and I don't have to widen the path for you. Gemara now says, Derech HaYachad Dal Amos. The Mishnah said, if I ask, if I acquire from you a path for an individual, for myself, The minimum shear is going to be dal amos. It doesn't have to be larger than that. Satana achirim omim. Others say kidei sheyavor chamor b'maso. No, has to be whatever width that would be enough for a donkey and a package to pass through. So amar of huna halacha k'achirim. We're passing like the achirim.
This is narrower, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure which one is narrower.
I think it is narrower.
Rashbam said later on the Gemara is going to tell us it's narrower. So Gemara says now daine gola. The judges of Golos, which is the Shmuel of the Karna, says the Rashbam. We've seen this before. Dayane Gola, Shnei Gemadim u'mechit u'mechza. It's 2.5 Gemadim. What's Gemadim? So it says Rashbam 3 lines up from the bottom. Gemadim are Amos Katanos, small Amos, which is Mipirko Adetzbosa. What's Pirko? Which part of the... It's only from the elbow to the fingers. So that's a small one. The Rashi writes in the Erevin, actually, that an Amma is from the elbow to the middle finger. So I guess maybe this one's here to maybe the smaller finger, maybe a little bit shorter than an Amma. So that's the difference. So it's slightly shorter than the regular Amma. So this 2.5 small Ammos, which of course is smaller than 4 regular-sized Ammos.
Until the beginning of the finger, not the end.
Oh, the beginning, that's what it means, yeah?
No.
On its bosa, I don't know
if
which part.
If it's bosa, it would be the... If it would say self, it would be there.
Could be, okay, maybe. So it could be the big, I don't know. But it's shorter. Maybe. A typical amma is to the, that's why the middle finger is called an amma, because that's how you measure an amma. So you don't include the finger. So right above it, the end of the palm.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's a few inches shorter than a typical amma. So that's 2.5 small ammos, and that's the shear according to Acherim, which is smaller, of course, than Derech Yachad of Dalad ammos. Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna halacha kedayani gola, we paskin this way. Ah, v'hamar Rav Huna, didn't Rav Huna say halacha k'acherim? So is it dayani gola or is it like acherim? Acherim said kidesh yavur chamor b'masau, and dayani gola says shnei gemadim emechza. And the Gemara answers, it's all the one same shear, that it has to only be a derech hayachid, could be smaller, it could only be two, and it can be as little as 2.5 small amos. The Gemara now says, derech harabim sheish yisrei amah is 16 amos wide, tana rabbanan derech hayachid arba amos, derech meir liir, a passageway from one city to the next city, is going to be shmon amos, it's going to be 8 amos, and then derech harabim sheish yisrei amos is going to be 16 amos, and derech arei miklat, if the path to get to the cities of miklat, that would be shloshim mishtaim amos, 32, it's doubled that, and amar of huna mai kra, what's the pasuk? Dichsiv tachin lecha derech, prepare a derech, why ha derech? Derech ha derech, a double extra letter to have a double derech. 16 times 2, that gives us a total of 32. I'm just thinking right now, it came to my mind, there's a discussion by Hilchas Eruvin, whether or not a, we know derech Rishus Harabim, you cannot make an Eruv around Rishus Harabim. Rishus Harabim is 16 amos, the question whether you also need 600,000 people as well. There's something else that's called derech me'ir le'ir. And the Mishabura refers to something that goes from one city to the next city. Although it might not be Rosh Hashanah, it's a din of Rosh Hashanah, like a train. So some poskim say, even though a train isn't Rosh Hashanah, since it's a place that goes derech ir liir, one cannot make a Erev around such a place. But many poskim argue on this. So it seems from this Bryce here, just think about this now, the fact that they separate derech ir liir from a Rosh Hashanah sounds like a derech ir liir is not the same din as Rosh Hashanah, and perhaps would allow one to make an Erev around it. I don't know if they bring this as a raya or not, but just came to mind. Okay, so the Gemara says now, three lines down, derech hamelech ein lashir, we said in the Mishnah that when a king, his own entourage, is going somewhere, nothing gets in the way, they can knock down houses and streets, shemelech parit gedir la'asas lo derech vein memachin biyado, he can knock down walls, streets, he could knock down houses, and there's no stopping him, and the Rashbam told us in the Mishnah that was according to some, based on a pasuk, there's a pasuk that supported this koach of the melech. Then the Mishnah says, derech hakever ein la shir. If it comes to a levaya, there is no shir as well. Mishum yikara deshichva, because the kavod, you're going to show the mace, so you don't want to chase anyone away. Therefore, there is no shir for a pathway of a levaya. So then the Gemara says, hamayamad dayane tzipori amru, based in the dalakabin. So we said in the Mishnah, hamayamad was where they had the mamados, where they would stand outside, and they would, for the base of Kvaros, when they returned back, there was a maimed that people would stand together and be menichum aveilum. So the Dayane Tzipori, the judges of Tzipori, said that area has to be, can at least, bas dal kabim, a certain area of land. So Tanur Rabbanan, the Braisa says, Hamocher Kvaro. A person sells a cemetery. Rashbam says, Hamocher Kvaro, Maros hayu osen hen b'chayayen l'kfor sham meisei mishpacha. People in their lifetimes would buy themselves certain plots to bury themselves in, or they'd build themselves caves to bury themselves in. And the guy, after building a mara for himself or his family, ends up selling it off. He needed some money, so he sells a mocha kvaro. Or he sells derech kvaro, he sells a pathway to get to access the kever. Or makam ma'amado, or the area that he had established for the ma'amados after the levaya. Or the beis hespedo, or the area, the chapel to have the eulogies in. Bon b'nei mishpacha v'kovrin oso al karcho mishim p'kam mishpacha. So Reuven bought the property, he sold it off. And now Reuven dies, so the family of Reuven is able to go again the lokeach and take it away from the lokeach. Rashbam says you pay him back the money, and they end up paying Reuven in the place that he built. He built his own kever. You can't sell your own kever. He needed money, so we'll pay you back as the mocher, as a lokeach rather. But if it's a pekam mishpach, it's a genai that the kvar, the krovim, they can't be buried in the same area of the other relatives, and you can bury them against the will of lokeach. Fascinating din. You see, there's an Indian here of of burying in the mishpachos. You go to all the kuros. This is the mishpacha of the Steins, of the Kleins. They have it. Everyone was buried together. With Rav Binyamin Kamenetsky, there's a shaila where he's going to be buried. Apparently, he's buried with his wife's family. His wife decides she wants to be buried with her family, not with the Kamenetsky. So he said, "My wife says my her family." So he's buried with his wife's family. There's an Indian to be buried with the mishpacha. So the Gemara says, Tani Rabbanim. The Braita says, Ein pochsin mishiva mamados umashavos lemes. We don't have any less than 7 stops and sitting downs. Keneged hevel havalim amar kolas hevel havalim hakol hevel. Pasuk in kolas, there's 7 hevalim here. Hevel is 1, hevalim are 2. And doing all the math, they end up being 7 hevalim here. So there's 7 mamados and mashavos we do for the mace. So look at the Rashbam to explain. We don't do this, and nowadays we do something similar. But you know, when we stop and go towards the kavura. This, according to Rashbam, is just returning back from, which we don't do anymore. The Rashbam says, "Mishiva mamados mashavos." Bechazirasan min hakever. When you return back from the burial, holchin mat v'yoshrin lenachim havel. You walk a little bit, you stop, you menachim havel. O laharbos tsar alames shemes laharbos bebechi. Maybe the reason is to just really to prolong the pain and cause more crying. V'la says ishel liba lo shebetshuva. The whole point of all this is to do tshuva, both for the one sitting avelus and those who are present as well. V'holch ki chaye ha'adam hevel, because we're all mortal and time's going to come eventually. V'omdin v'holchin mat v'chozim v'yoshim mat. We don't run from the base kvaros. We actually stay there a little bit longer and we really try to take it and do some tshuva. Kachos and shiva paman, they do it 7 times, says the Rashbam. K'dei lases el libam shechaye ha'adam hevel. Behind the befarish lekame, that's why it explains. Kineged shiva hevel havalim shekzuvim berosh sefer kas. It says it 7 times. Kein nira hatam be'enai. The reason is for the Rashbam is to do tshuva. But then he writes, Ra'isi kas. I saw those who wrote. Bepnei hashedim mislavim in mehachozim mebeis hakvaros. The shedim that are very much present in the cemetery are going to now escort and almost cling to the individuals leaving. And lechach tiknu mamados mashavot k'dei shebesoch kach yistalku hashedim aleim. It somehow wards them off as you stop and go, stop and go. It makes them dizzy, let's say, I don't know. And they run off. But lo nihira, doesn't appear to me to be this case at all. Okay. So this is the din. So the Gemara now says, Amar lei... Amar lei Rav Acha Brei Derava, the Rav Ashi, Heichi Avdi. So what was the practice? Did we have such a minhag to do this? What's our practice? Amar lei, he says, Kidetanya, that Amar Rabbi Yehuda B'Yehuda, in Yehuda they would do the following. Berishona, initially, lo hayu pochs in Meshiva mamados mashavos, lemes. Initially, they had no less than 7 stops and sits. And Kagon Amdu Yukarim Amodu, they would say, stand up. And they'd say, Shuvu Yokar Bishuvu. They'd say, stand up. They'd say, sit down. Amrullah. So this is, apparently that was the din. The Paschim, this is such a minag. So Amrullah, they said to him, Imkein Af B'Shabbos Mutil Asos Kein. They said, if that's the case, if this is the case and not really about Avelus, so then it's appropriate to do this even on Shabbos. So what does it mean on Shabbos? So let's say there's a Kfura right before Erev Shabbos, and they get the Kfura right in. Now they're returning back home to the Shul, on Shabbos itself, they're coming back home. You could even do this stopping and going on Shabbos as well. Okay, so an interesting din here. So it comes out of this, there's a big machlokas poskim, halach lemaisa. Actually happened this past Shabbos with Rav Mati Kamenetsky, I was told. That the din is, since you're allowed to do this on Shabbos, it sounds like some level of avelus is permitted on Shabbos. So then Ruki Yosef says from here, that since you're allowed to change and do these things on Shabbos, one would be allowed to change his makom kavu on Shabbos as well. There's a whole discussion. An avel is not supposed to sit in the same makom for the entire year. What about on Shabbos? Oh, there's a din. You can't have avelus befarhesi on Shabbos. You can't show public displays of avelus. So says Nemuka Yosef, so the fact that you're allowed to do these mamados and moshavos on Shabbos, you're also allowed to change your makom kavua on Shabbos as well. That's the shita of the Nemuka Yosef. Beis Yosef argues and says, no, mamados moshavos are not avelus. It's a whole other din about tshuva, something else. As opposed to changing your makom kavu and shul, that's an Indian avelus, and that would not be allowed on Shabbos. So machlokes Shulchan Aruch Ramah, how do you paskin? Shulchan Aruch paskins that the avelim do not change the makom kavu on Shabbos. They're supposed to sit in their same makom. But the Ramah writes that a person should change his makom kavu on Shabbos because it doesn't look like avelus. Because people change their seats all the time. So therefore, according to the Ramah, that would be permitted. But again, if a person really has mamash makom kavua, then that wouldn't make sense according to the Ramah. And the Rav Moshe writes, Gilead Maharsha writes that when he was sitting avelus for his father, Rav Kivi Eger, he did not change his makom because the Rav of the shul, who definitely has a seat, so that would be considered avelus befarhesia, he should not change his seat on Shabbos. Other people can move around. The rabbi obviously doesn't move around at all. He would not be allowed to. And then Rav Moshe writes, there is such a din of the Arizal that one should not change the seat on Shabbos. Those who want to be makbid, he says, can be makbid on that. But that's based on this sugya here about changing seats on Shabbos.
The first Shabbos or in general?
In general.
So if let's say you sit Shabbos and weekdays the same place, then weekdays you should sit the same place on Shabbos.
Exactly. That's what it seems like, right. Yeah. Okay. Gemara now says halfway down the page here, Amar Beis Achte the Rami by Papa Hava Nasivale Rav Avia. So the sister Rami by Papa was married to Rav Avia. So Shchiva. So Shchiva, who died here?
She died.
Okay. So she died. The wife died. The sister of Bar Papa, Rami Bar Papa, and Avilei Mamre de Moshe. They did this thing. They, as they were leaving the Beis Kfaros, they stopped and they went and they stopped. So Amar of Yosef Tai Betarti, you made two mistakes here. Ta Shein Olsen Ela Bekrovim. You only do this with Krovim. Who Avidafil Beruchokim, and you had included even the Ruchokim, even people who were not relatives. Now the Rashbam points out the Krovim here in this case, the first wide line down. He says Ela Bekrovim. Not the Avelim themselves, but the relatives who are comforting their closer relatives, the further relatives, these are the Krovim that would be doing these Mamados, as opposed to the friends who are not relatives, they would not be involved in the Mamados. That was mistake number one. Mistake number two, Vita, Shein Osen Ela Biyom Rishon, you only do this on the day one of the Kvura, but Hu Avid Biyom Sheni, you were doing this on day two. Abai Amar Bahanamita, there was a third mistake. Shein Osen Ela Bebes HaKfaros, you only do this in the cemetery. Fu Asa Ba'ir, you did this in the city. Rav Amar, a fourth mistake, Bahanamita. Shein Osen Ela Bemakum Shinagu, you only do this in a place where there's such a practice existed. Vasan Lanag, but where they lived, so no practice existed. So there were four mistakes that took place there. So Gemara asks Meisive, Amrullah, they said to him, Im Kain, Abba Shabbos Mutilasos Kain. Even on Shabbos, you're allowed to do this. So now, if we're talking about Shabbos, is permitted. The Amrish Bebesik Faros, who Biyom Rishon Bebesik Faros, but Shabbos, my boy. What was he doing in the city? What was he doing in the Beis Faros on a Shabbos? What was he doing in the day one of Shabbos? So the Gemara says, my boy, Biyir Asmuchel Bebesik Faros, Dam Tuye Beneshmashos. It's referring to being in the city that was adjacent to the Beis Faros, because as I said before, the Kfur took place Mamish right before Shabbos. So on the way back from the Beis Faros, it was already Shabbos. That's when that whole Maisa took place. Now, it sounds like from the Gemara here, that it sounds like on the city you would be able to. One of the questions we have said above, one of the mistakes where you only do this in the Beis Kfaros and not in the ear, but this last line says it took place even in the ear that was smucha to the Beis Kfaros.
Maybe the Beis Kfaros is smucha to the ear.
Right. I think it's explaining why...
Towards the ear.
Right, otherwise they couldn't go back to the city.
Right, they're walking towards the ear.
I just must be where they lived near the Beis Kfaros, where they can make it back in time.
In those days, every town had a small base.